This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this is your Nishna Valley, your pre-Turkey Day Nishna Valley edition.
Can't wait.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah. Well, yes and no. I don't know what I'm making for the Thanksgivings yet or anything.
You're cooking.
I bring a dish. Let's not get ahead of ourselves here. I bring a dish or a dessert. But yeah, definitely looking forward to getting together with some family and eating some yummy food.
Is it a surprise what you bring, or are you just flat not sure right now?
Flat not sure.
Well, okay. I didn't know if maybe you were keeping a surprise for the family or something.
I have a few ideas, but.
Gee, what's Stacey bringing? Oh, maybe she's going to bring this. Oh, maybe I'm not going then.
No, never.
Wouldn't be like that.
No.
Do you have a big family thing?
Yeah, we kind of do. I mean, Mike's side's a pretty large side of the family, and then we get together this year. We haven't got it all ironed out yet. We're trying to figure out which, you know, Thanksgivings we can go to, but it's hard to get it between four different Thanksgivings. And
you know, but those are nice problems to have.
That's true.
All of your family,
it's good to have
for the
that,
most
yeah.
part, lives right here.
Yeah.
So it's kind of nice to be able to do that and have those options
right.
like that. Not everybody has that opportunity, but it's just kind of the way things go. You never know where life's going to take you.
Yes.
So is turkey on the menu?
Yes, turkey and ham.
You're not cooking the turkey?
No.
You don't have anything to do with it?
No. Actually, I remember telling my mother when I was younger that I would hire somebody to cook it for me. The first time I ever saw her make the turkey, I saw her reach in and get all that gross stuff out. And I said, I'm going to hire somebody to cook it for me when I get older. And she just laughed.
You don't hunt and fish then, do you?
No, not so much.
Nor do I clean it when it comes home.
Yeah. Huh?
So have you ever made a turkey then?
No.
Will you ever?
With some help, maybe.
Never say never.
We'll see, I guess. Give it time.
Some people are just frightened of it. Some people just think it's the toughest thing in the world. I think it's easy. I have no problems.
Yeah, I don't think there's really much to do. It's just kind of getting it cleaned out, I think. And
yeah, there's really not.
And it just sits in the oven for.
If you're prepared.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the key to making a good Thanksgiving turkey is being prepared.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't think through the whole process, and when I mean the whole process, I mean from the before you buy it. If you don't think through the whole process, well, then it can be a little overwhelming. I think most folks, the reason that they get the heebie-jeebies on Thanksgiving because it isn't so much the turkey itself. It's not making a turkey. It's the fact that, you know, the turkey takes up most of the oven.
Yeah.
Perhaps all of it. But you've got all these other things to make, too.
Right.
And you want everything to be ready at the same time. You've got a large number of people coming over
mm-hmm.
who all expect good food,
mm-hmm.
all to be ready at the right time and stuff. And I think that's a lot of stress for some folks.
Yeah. Especially with turkey, you know, it's the main event.
And the turkey takes the blame.
Yeah.
Because it's the big item.
Mm-hmm.
And it does, like I say, it does take up most of the the oven.
Yeah.
My grandmother used to cook two of them.
Oh, wow.
We had a large family, and everybody went to Grandma and Grandpa's house, and I was a little kid. And Grandma had a huge oven
mm-hmm.
that she could fit two pretty impressive-sized turkeys in. Most of these turkeys were 22, 23-pound turkeys.
Oh, jeez.
And she could get two of them in there. But the thing is, you know, you can't get anything else in there.
Right.
Where are you going to cook everything else? So, you know, and that was back in the days when we had microwave ovens, but they weren't called that. They were called radar ranges.
That just sounds a little scary.
That's why they changed the name. Originally, they were called radar ranges, and everybody was afraid they were going to get radiation poisoning or something. So all of a sudden, it's just like, oh, everybody had them on top of their, you know, we had this, you've got the oven below, then the stove, and then up on top, you've got this radar range
mm-hmm.
that was up there. But, you know, all we used it for was a warmer, for the most part, until we discovered that you could actually cook stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
So then some of the other stuff would kind of get cooked or warmed in there. You know, that was one way to use it to keep that everything ready at the same time kind of thing. But yeah, it was different. It was very difficult, and it took a lot of people to do all that stuff. But well, turkey, a lot of people this weekend are picking out their turkeys. There are more turkeys purchased this weekend
mm-hmm.
than any other time during the year because it's the time everybody's picking out their Thanksgiving turkeys. 95%, according to the National Turkey Federation, 95% of Americans eat turkey at Thanksgiving. That's a lot. So there are a lot of turkeys out there. It's a pretty popular bird. Not all birds created equal, however. So anyway, I talked earlier this week a little bit about picking out the perfect turkey, because that's where the process really starts. You know, you need to be prepared ahead of time and know what you're looking for. First, how much do you need? How big a turkey do you need?
Right, how many it's going to feed.
Yeah. Now, I've seen all kinds of estimates, anywhere from 3/4 of a pound to 1.5 pounds
per person. Oh, my gosh.
Now, I can eat 1.5 pounds of turkey. That's no problem. But I'm not going to eat much of anything else.
Right.
But I'm thinking more along the lines of probably the 3/4 of a pound would be about right.
Yeah.
And it depends upon how much you want for leftovers, too. Mm-hmm. Some people plan for leftovers. It's not an accident. They do it on purpose because you can make all kinds of things with turkey. Or you can just pick it to shreds afterward. But you need to plan how many guests you're going to have, how big a turkey do you need. Then you go out and you find that right turkey. But also, you know, the size, the sex, and the age all matter as well. Because when you decide whether you want a hen or a tom, a female or a male, you might consider hens usually weigh less than 15 pounds. The toms usually weigh more than 15 pounds. But their gender makes no difference in terms of flavor, texture, or tenderness. What does make a big difference is the age of the bird. Fryer or roaster turkeys, those less than 4 months old, are very tender. Young turkeys from 4 to 7 months old are quite tender as well. Those two types of turkeys are best for roasting. Turkeys that are about a year old, the yearlings, have moderately tender skin and meat. Now, they can still be used for roasting, and they cost much less. Mature turkeys, those above 15 months of age, meat's going to be tough, and it won't be quite as good for roasting. So you might want to just keep in mind that the younger the bird, the tastier and more tender it will probably be. Now, frozen or fresh?
Yeah.
Yikes. Well, what are you talking about? Well, you know, frozen is usually the best and cheapest option. Frozen turkeys are blast frozen. They're so quickly done that no ice crystals form. That way you don't have any damage to the turkey. They're stored at 0 degrees or lower. They need to be brought out, though, of the deep freeze at least 3 days in advance of cooking. That's what I'm saying planning is the key.
I was going to say, yeah, that was always my thing.
You need to have enough time to defrost it properly, because if you don't, then you're trying to do all kinds of things, like just leave it sit on the counter. That's not a good idea unless you
for anything.
Yeah, they'll your friends will start calling you Bacteria Betty or Tomaine Annie or something. You know, you'll come up with all kinds of new nicknames. You don't want to poison your guests. So thawing it in the fridge is actually the best way. About 5 hours for every pound of the turkey's weight is usually what it takes. So you're usually talking about 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
Now, if the time is of the essence, you can go different routes too. Some folks like to go with fresh turkeys. Well, if it's fresh, then you can, you can purchase it later. If you forget,
yeah,
you can always get a fresh turkey. But those need to be cooked within 2 days of buying them too. So you need to get after that. You know, there are other issues like basted versus unbasted. Some folks like them, some don't. And that stuff is all listed. Unstuffed versus pre-stuffed. There are all kinds of turkey terms you might want to get used to as well, so you know what you're looking for. And a few other notes, too, that can really help take away some of that stress on Thanksgiving. First of all, is before you even buy the turkey, there's one important thing you should do before you even buy the turkey, and that's to create some storage space.
Yeah.
Turkeys
take up a lot of room, yeah.
They take up space. Do you have it available? You know, the family refrigerator? Well, you have a family now. Your fridge is a closet, isn't it?
It sure is.
That's the way everybody's is. It gets to be, especially if you have family around. A refrigerator is just a chilled closet.
Yeah.
Some days you think if you pull the door open, everything's going to fall out of it.
Got to move and slide.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. Some days you wish it would. But it's probably brimming full of different holiday treats that you might already have prepared for the day. Maybe it's full of leftover Chinese food from about 3 months ago that you never bothered to get out of there. If it's green,
throw it out.
And it's not salad, it's probably no good.
No.
Get rid of it, okay? Blue foods, same way. Probably no good anymore. If you can see the blue through the plastic container, probably time to get rid of it.
Fuzzy, yeah.
Yeah. Out. Create the space. If you buy your turkey early, you need to freeze it. Make sure you have space in the freezer.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to thaw it out in the refrigerator, make sure you have the space. You don't want any surprises when you get home. Also, just like shopping for steak or other things, select the right grade of meat. Look for grade A. Everybody wants to talk about that great turkey they had at Thanksgiving. There's one note for you. Also, some other things, too. How about a built-in thermometer? You know, the little plastic thermometers with the little red pop-up? Yeah, there you go. They're a handy little gadget. They come equipped ready to pop up when your turkey has reached the perfect temperature of 180 degrees Fahrenheit while roasting away in the oven. It's into the breast meat. It's where it needs to be. It's in the toughest part to heat. Where it's probably going to be the last part to reach that desired temperature. So they do it for a reason. It's not the worst thing in the world. Some folks still like to put their meat thermometers in there to make sure,
mm-hmm.
but it really is handy. Look for those kinds of things too. And make sure you get, make it a full family event.
Yeah.
Get a lot of folks to help out. I know they say too many cooks can spoil the broth, but you know what? Not the
makes
worst
it easier
idea.
On everybody. Everybody just brings an item or two,
yeah.
You know?
If everybody's got a job and everybody knows what they need to get done, maybe more gets done that
yeah.
way. And it's not so stressful for one person.
Right.
It's never fun to watch the newlywed doing her first Thanksgiving dinner. Well, it is kind of fun to watch, but...
Yeah, I'm sure it would be.
It's not much fun to be that person, right? So we hope you enjoy Thanksgiving. If you're having turkey, great. If you struggle with turkey, then enjoy your Thanksgiving ham.
Yes.
Ham's not the worst way to
no.
go to Thanksgiving either. As long as you're doing it with family and friends, it doesn't really matter what you have.
No.
Peanut butter and jelly would be just fine as long as you're with family and friends, right?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so enjoy Thanksgiving. Get yourself ready and get out there and get that perfect turkey here. What else we got coming up? Even some stuff before Thanksgiving.
Yes. Well, over in Minden, the United Church of Christ church sale. That's on November 18th from 11 to 1, and they'll have an auction at 12:30 at the Minden Community Hall. They'll be serving pork tenderloin sandwich, fruit cocktail, baked beans, and dessert for $7, and children 5 and under are free. Everyone is welcome to attend. That's Minden United Church of Christ church sale on November 18th from 11 to 1, and then the auction starts at 12:30, and that will all be held at the Minden Community Hall. The United Congregational Methodist Church of Lewis, they're hosting a community Thanksgiving service on November 18th at 6 p.m. The service is to express gratitude to support the Lord's Table Food Pantry in Grizzled through canned food donations and also to collect an offering for the Grizzled Ministerial Association's ministry to aid those in the Grizzled area who are unemployed or underemployed. David Anderson will preach and Nadine will be the reader. Sarah Masker will sing and Sharon Breckenbaumer will play the piano. Refreshments will follow the service and everyone is welcome to attend that. It's the United Congregational Methodist Church of Lewis, their community Thanksgiving service on November 18th at 6 p.m. A Souls for Souls, it's a shoe charity, and the Cumberland Methodist Church are partnering up for the Hurricane Sandy relief efforts. They're going to be collecting new and gently worn shoes for the victims of Hurricane Sandy. That is going on now until December 9th. You can leave the new or gently worn shoes at the Atlantic Methodist Church, the Atlantic Public Library, or Simply Hare in Cumberland at the Cumberland Methodist Church and the Cumberland Telephone Company and Co-op, and in Messina at the school, the Messina Public Library, and the Economy Market. To finish up the drive, they're going to have a free Christmas dinner on December 9th from 11 to 12:30, and the Christmas program, Christmas Shoe Tree at 1. Any questions on that, you can call Cheryl at 774-5417. Again, that's the Souls for Souls Shoe Charity, and you can drop those off at many locations in Atlantic, Messina, and Cumberland. The Anita Child Care Center, they're holding their annual silent auction in conjunction with the Anita Christmas Walk. That's on Sunday, December 2nd. It's located at the Girl Scout building on Main Street, Anita, from 4 to 7. You can come bid on items, including Iowa State men's basketball tickets, passes to the Blank Park Zoo, bread for a year from Panera, gift cards, and lots of local merchandise. Your support helps raise money for the early childhood and after-school care programs for children in Anita and the surrounding communities. If you have any questions on that, you can contact Christy Berg at 641-745-7341. That's the Anita Child Care Center. Their annual silent auction is actually on December 2nd, but you can come and bid on items now. Young Professionals of Atlantic are hosting a game night at the Fireside Lounge on November 19th. That's at 6:30. Anyone ages 21 to 40 are welcome. You can bring any game you enjoy or just plan to participate. A cancer benefit for Chad Jensen, the son of Jeff and Linda Jensen, will be held on November 24th. It's from 5 to 7 at the Xyra Rec Center. The meal will be catered by Mel's Diner, and they'll be serving pork, mashed potatoes, green beans, salads, and cake for a freewill donation. There will also be a bake sale. Other donations may be dropped off or mailed to the Chad Jensen Cancer Fund, care of the Xyra Exchange State Bank, 207 East Washington Street, in Xyra, 50076. And the application for matching funds applied for through the Audubon County Thrivent for Lutherans. That's a cancer benefit for Chad Jensen on November 24th from 5 to 7. That's at the Xyra Rec Center. Coming up on November 27th, the Atlantic JCs will meet at the family table at 7 p.m. Audubon's traditional Christmas kickoff. They're having a reindeer poker run on November 29th. They're starting at the Memorial Building on North Park Place in Audubon from 4 to 7. And you can stop by participating businesses, and some will even have food samples along with the recipe. And then there you'll receive the playing card to create your best poker hand. There'll also be a baked potato bar, and there's hot dogs and chips for the kids. It's all for a free donation. And also, the kids will be able to see Santa. They'll meet at 7 at the Memorial Building to determine the winner, and the winner will receive $20 gift certificates from numerous local businesses. It totals up to $400. It's just one hand per family, and you must be 18 years or older to enter. In case of tie, the high card wins. That's Audubon's traditional Christmas kickoff, their reindeer poker run, on November 29th, and that starts at the Memorial Building on North Park Place in Audubon from 4 to 7. And, of course, the Festival of Trees. It's the 26th annual Festival of Trees that goes on from November 29th to December 2nd. That's open to the public, and that's at the Catholic Parish Center in Atlantic. On November 29th, you can view the displays from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Then on November 30th, it's from 10 to 6. December 1st is 10 to 7, and December 2nd is 10 to 3. Guests can view approximately 100 decorated trees, wreaths, and holiday displays while enjoying free cookies, coffee, and hot apple cider. Admission is free, will donation, and proceeds benefit the American Cancer Society. That's the 26th annual Festival of Trees, November 29th through December 2nd at the Catholic Parish Center in Atlantic.
Lots of stuff.
Yes.
I've got plenty more here, too. But first, let's take a short break. We'll be back with more for you here on our program right after this.
Whether you're a patient we're seeing regularly for chemo treatments, attending one of our diabetes clinics, or a couple about to have your first baby, at Cass County Memorial Hospital, we think about your health 365 days a year.
What you eat is a big part of your health and wellness. Heart disease, diabetes, and some cancers are linked to what you eat. This is Emily Kringle, registered dietitian at Cass County Memorial Hospital for the past 36 years. Eating plenty of whole grains, vegetables, and fruits, along with substituting fish for one serving of red meat a week, will help give your body the fuel it needs to support you in an active, healthy lifestyle.
Whether we're setting a broken bone in our emergency department or providing rehab services after a long illness, we're here to help you feel better. Cass County Memorial Hospital, neighbors caring for neighbors.
Got a few other things here going on. In fact, some of them right here this weekend. Harbor Lights, a Southern Gospel music concert, will be held at the Canby Friends Church. That'll be this Sunday, November 18th at 4 p.m. Soup Supper will follow there. So if you enjoy quartet singing at its best, there you be. Also this weekend, there's a spaghetti dinner and pie auction, which will be held at the First Baptist Church in Harlan this Sunday, November 18th at noon. Free will offering is what they're asking for at the door. And the mission trip to Haiti fundraiser is what that will go for. So that's a spaghetti dinner and pie auction this Sunday, November 18th at noon, First Baptist Church in Harlan. Also, the Erling Volunteer Firemen are hosting their 45th annual Fireman's Supper this Sunday, November 18th, 4:30 to 8 p.m. at the St. Joseph's Parish Hall in Erling. They're serving Staley's Broasted Chicken with all the trimmings. Adults, $10, and children under 12 are $7. They also have a raffle for a 42-inch plasma TV, and they'll have a drawing for a 2013 Model 360 Kawasaki Prairie 4x4. Oh, we could do some damage with that, couldn't we? Dinner tickets are not valid for the drawing, so make sure you get your tickets for that, too. So, again, that's in Erling this Sunday. Lots of stuff going on there. Also coming up, not too far down the road, we have a couple of blood drives here in the area as well. This Monday, November 19th, there'll be a blood drive at the Adair Community Center from 2 into 6 p.m. And you can call Janet Askew to set up your appointment, 641-740-0200. That's a blood drive coming up at the Adair Community Center this Monday, November 19th. That's from 2 until 6 p.m. Also, there's a blood drive coming up in Walnut on Monday, November 26th, and that'll be from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's at the Walnut High School. So you can stop by and always make those quick trips over. They would love to have you there, too, for that blood draw in Walnut. Also, something that's been going on here for a while and still going on here for about another week or so, the Oneida Public Library is sponsoring its annual Books Are Fun book sale. Now, that started earlier this month. It'll continue through November 26th, so you have about another week to participate there. They have books and toys. You can pay and take with them with you during their open hours and maybe get some early Christmas shopping done. Monday, 2 to 8. Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 2 to 6:30, Wednesday, 10 a.m. until 6:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Those are the hours for that. So if you want to avoid the traffic and the long lines and take care of maybe some of that stuff, you can do that through the 26th. Also on November 27th, the Iowa State University Extension has a program that's entitled Drought, a Game Changer for Beef Operations, Strategies to Move Forward. Cow-calf and feedlot operators dealing with drought-related issues from this summer can learn a little bit more about how to mitigate some of those. Tuesday, November 27th, it'll be held at the Cass County Community Center here in Atlantic from 6:30 to 9 p.m. Now, they'll have a number of different specialists who will be speaking on that matter as well, and you'll have a chance to ask some of your questions. It's $10 per person. That's the fee, and that covers refreshments and some other handouts and things. They do ask for pre-registration. It's not necessary, but they'd sure like to know how many to expect. And you can register just by calling the Cass County Extension Office at 712-243-1132. And there'll be some other meetings that they're considering for later on in the winter as well. And the topics are pretty wide open for those. They're going to figure that out as time moves along and the weather and economic things kind of play out for them too. So, and maybe from some of the feedback they get from this particular event as well. So stop on by. Also, Christmas stuff. I got Christmas stuff here. I heard you talk about some Christmas stuff.
Yeah.
Here we go. The Adair Women's Club and Adair Public Library co-sponsoring their 17th annual Festival of Trees. That'll be Saturday, December 1st from 1 to 8 p.m. and Sunday, December 2nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Adair Community Center. Now, the proceeds from the project go to provide scholarships for Adair Casey High School graduates. Now, along with the decorated trees, there'll be nativity scenes, Christmas villages, wreaths, wall hangings, centerpieces, all kinds of stuff. And the Adair Lions Club will also be serving their annual soup supper at the community center during that event as well. Also, members of the Oneida United Methodist Church, St. Mary's Catholic Church, Kids Club, and the Oneida Congregational Church are once again kicking off the Christmas season with a live nativity at the Oneida Livestock Auction. That'll begin at 3:30 p.m. on December 2nd. No charge for that event. People are encouraged to bring an item, though, for the local food pantry. Also on Sunday, December the 2nd, from 4 to 7:30 p.m., the Oneida Public Library will be hosting its annual Christmas Open House. A quilt display is planned. They'll draw for prizes as well. Everyone is welcome to sample some Christmas cookies and bars and enjoy a little holiday spirit. We've got Thanksgiving on Thursday, and we're going to immediately take a hard corner right into Christmas, aren't we?
I think Christmas has already begun. You see more about Christmas than Thanksgiving anymore.
Yeah, well, you do. But, you know, actually, you have more time because Thanksgiving is the earliest possible day it could be this year.
Yeah.
Because the first of November fell on a Thursday. That means the 22nd. It's always the fourth Thursday in November.
Yeah.
But it can be much later than that, too, if the calendar turns over like that. So, yeah, the 22nd is the earliest it could possibly be. So that makes the Christmas season actually just a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Also, folks that live in the Griswold area, be aware there's a holiday lighting contest again this year. So the Griswold Community Betterment will be sponsoring a Christmas lighting contest those 4 weeks ahead of Christmas. So be thinking about that as you're doing all your decorating.
Yeah.
Also coming up on Saturday, December 1st, it's the annual Lighted Christmas Parade here in Atlantic. They'll be lining up at 6th and Walnut Streets around 5:45, or be lined up by then. Floats just have to have a holiday theme. No Santa, because there's only one Santa, and he'll be on the last float anyway. So let the kids enjoy the one Santa this year. We don't need any phony Santas, right?
No.
There'll be music and stuff, if you want to put music in them, too. 6 o'clock on Saturday night, December 1st, is when that starts. They always have a good crowd for that. It's a lot of fun.
It is.
It's not going to be the largest parade you're going to see all year. You're not going to have to stand there for an hour, but you will enjoy every moment.
Yeah, and there's always people dressed up walking around. And
a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Hope you get a chance to enjoy that. Got some birthdays for us?
I do. All right. I'd like to wish happy birthday to Otis Blakey. He's celebrating his 99th birthday on Monday, November 19th. And his family would like to honor him with a card shower. You can send him a card to the Griswold Care Center, care of Otis Blakely, 106 Harrison Street in Griswold, 51535, and he does appreciate all visits, cards, and telephone calls. So happy birthday to Otis Blakely, celebrating his 99th birthday on Monday, November 19th, and you can send him a card to the Griswold Care Center, 106 Harrison Street in Griswold, 51535. I also like to wish happy birthday to Merlin Krause, who's turning 80 on November 25th. Celebration of his birthday, his children are also honoring him with a card shower. You can send him a card to 60344 750th Street in Anita, 50020, and help him wish him a fabulous birthday. It's happy birthday to Merlin Krause, turning 80 on November 25th. Send him a card, wish him happy birthday to 60344 750th Street in Anita, 50020.
That's it.
That's it.
That's all you got. I got one anniversary to share here this week. Robert Bob, as most folks will know him, Bob and Opal Birch of Harlan will be celebrating their 70th. That's seven wow. and a zero. 70th wedding anniversary with an open house this Sunday, November 18th from 1 to 4 p.m. in the McKee Room of Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. So congratulations to those folks. If you can't make it, they'd sure appreciate reading those cards. Yeah. You can send a card to Bob and Opal Birch, 1109 Elm Street, apartment 209, Harlan, Iowa. And they would love to hear from all of their friends. So congratulations to those folks. 70 years. Yeah. Pretty impressive. Nobody has time, right?
Right.
We never have time.
Always busy.
Never have time. Never have enough time to do the things we want to do, right?
Right.
Are you? Is it just because you're not very organized?
That might have a little bit to do with it.
Perhaps. Perhaps.
It might depend on what the subject is, though, and how organized I want to be or can be.
Well, the folks who actually make time, mm-hmm. I mean, you can make time.
Yeah.
These folks do. Gary Cohen, he is president and CEO of Timex. They make watches, right?
Yeah.
They make time. Anyway, he put together kind of a top 10 list of ways to save time at home, because we're always wasting time, mm-hmm. I came across this week. So if you can save a little time at home, maybe you can get more accomplished, be a little happier, or just be busier. Who knows? One would be to divide and conquer. He says, time is precious for all of us, so make the most of your time by developing a list for you and your significant or roommate of weekly things that need to get done around the home. By using tech gadgets like smartphones and tablet calendars, you can have reminders sent to you on a daily basis to keep you organized so you won't have household chores and responsibilities backing up on you. That's the worst part.
Yeah.
Smart Eats is his second tip. He says, shop smart, save time. Make a weekly meal planning chart of meals and prep as much of that food in advance as possible so that they are ready to eat or to cook. It'll not only save time on meals each week, but can also help the entire household eat healthier meals by reducing those last-minute runs to the takeout restaurant. Number three is savvy shopping. Consolidate your grocery and club store shopping to one day per week and then stick to it. To save time, order and pay for your groceries with your local supermarket. If this service is available to you, some folks can do it online at some grocery stores, probably in the larger cities. So all you need to do is drive by and pick them up. But all those things, anything you can do to plan for your shopping trips would save you time. Also, number four is spick and span. He says, streamline cleaning and household chores by cleaning and organizing one room at a time. If you have children, make them accountable for cleaning specific things in their bedrooms and bathrooms. And good luck with that.
Yeah.
This will not only teach them responsibility, but help get the household chores done faster. Also, laundry loads. You can wash a load daily so that the dirty clothes don't pile up and eat up time during an entire weekend. Expedite your bills. You can pay bills either weekly or monthly, maybe online bill payment options. It not only saves time and or saves money on stamps, but cuts down on the time it takes to pay bills and reduces any late payment charges if you forget.
Yeah.
Number seven is errand running. Save one day a week to run your errands. If you're running out of the house every day to do errands, you'll never have time to get other things done. Make a list. Do all the errands on one day. Open up the rest of your schedule. Number eight is tech time. Boy, is that a serious deal. He says, allow for a specific amount of time at home to surf your favorite websites, play your favorite games, those kinds of things. It's easy to get lost with tablets and smartphones and gaming devices. Set a time limit, stick to it. That way you have fun, but you don't waste all that time. Also, number nine is chatter. Allow a specific time each day to make those important calls for you and your family. It's easy to spend hours a day on the phone. So try to reduce that time and open up your schedule. And the last one is playtime. Always make time to have some fun. Schedule a date night with your spouse or significant other. Make plans with your children to do a fun event or excursion. We want to live. Right?
Right.
We want to live.
Yeah.
We live. We work to live. We don't live to work. So we want to have a life.
Yes.
Make sure you make time for it. from the folks at Timex. So make time in your busy schedule to have some fun. Hope you have a good weekend this weekend. That's all the time we have for you here. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.